The Gist. A recent study from the Hansen Lab just changed the landscape of ME/CFS by uncovering some immune scars we didn't know existed. The study used a new technique called single-cell RNA sequencing, which is able to uncover the gene expression of single cell types. It's far more accurate and refined than anything that has been done in this disease before. The study focused on T-cell exhaustion. When T-cells are activated, they, like other immune cells, change metabolically in order to produce more energy. If they are asked to do too much for too long, though, they'll signal the retreat and ramp up their inhibitory networks that prevent them from becoming activated. The study uncovered a wide array of markers in T-cells, including epigenetic factors, proteins, transfer factors, poisoning. The epigenetic finding was particularly interesting as it suggested that an infection may, at one point, have rewired how ME/CFS patients' genes were being expressed. Rather poignantly, the authors wrote, "Taken together, these results suggest that ME leaves epigenetic scars on T-cells, which leaves them primed for progression into late exhaustion states. They also propose that exercise contributes to T-cell exhaustion and potentially contributes to inflammation as well. While memory T-cells got the lion's share of attention, the authors reported that notable alterations in other T-cells were also found." Writing that the induction of T-cell exhaustion is a multifaceted process with various triggers, the authors made it clear there were no easy answers to explain where the exhaustion is coming from. The suspects were familiar. However, chronic infection, inflammation, or a chronically activated stress response, sympathetic nervous system activation, could all be driving T-cell exhaustion. Concerning the stress response, authors stated that a connection between the autonomic nervous system and T-cell exhaustion could have important implications for understanding how mental or physical exertion may drive post-exertional malaise, and pointed to the dysregulated catecholamines, autonomic nervous system neurotransmitters, Nath found in his recent intramural study. Drugs that tackle T-cell exhaustion are available, and the authors wrote that validating T-cell exhaustion in ME/CFS could open the door to the use of drugs that can return them to proper functioning. The authors also asserted that understanding T-cell exhaustion in other infection-associated illnesses, such as long COVID, will be critical to understanding these diseases.